In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we hear the story of the disastrous battle of the Israelites and the Philistines at Ebenezer and Aphek, we don't hear the whole story because we don't hear what went before. And one of the reasons why this was a disastrous battle, why the Lord handed the children of Israel over into the hands of the Philistines. Well, you can probably guess why. Because they had been unfaithful to him. And no one had given Hophni and Phinehas instructions to bring the ark into battle. Usually that was only done at the prompting of God. So they were basically trying to force God's hand, saying, well, you know, if we bring the ark, God's going to succeed for us and we'll defeat the Philistines. You don't try to force God's hands. God will do things his way. And so rather than being praying to God, you know, being humble before him, they tried to force his hand. And furthermore, Hophni and Phinehas were no great shakes. They abused their position as a priest. You know, this is nothing new. You know, not always are clergy, whether they be of the Old Covenant or of the New Covenant, faithful. You know, Judas Iscariot, and you know, the scandal that we had back a few years ago, you know, nothing new. And what it shows is that everyone, every human being, is a sinner. And some are faithful and some are not. But that does not distract from the holiness of God, or for that matter, from their priestly authority. They had abused this, and that was one of the reasons why they died in this battle. Now let's look after the battle. After the battle, the Philistines had captured the ark. It caused them so much trouble that they put it in a cart with no driver and sent it back to the Israelites because it was basically a plague upon them. Rather than being a blessing, it was a plague. And then God raised up eventually Saul and then David to free the Israelites from the Philistines after they had been chastened for their sins. So God was faithful even though the people were not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.